Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking to Dr. Steve Wellum again. We've been working our way through his systematic theology, but meanwhile now he has published a new little book entitled It Is Finished. So we want to talk about that. So this is part of the Essentials series of books from Union Publishing that Michael Reeves has edited. So tell us about that series. What's his goal in that series? And then what's your assignment specifically?
Yeah, so that's it. That series comes out of Union in England. Michael Reeves, as you mentioned, doing a lot of great work there. And the Essential series is very basic, right? It's just to give the basics of Christian doctrine at a very, very popular level. It was a challenge to write it in some sense, because what I thought was popular, they wanted even more popular, right? So we had to do further editorial work, but it's just get into the hands, very short. I think they said maybe 10,000 words or 12,000 words or so. So very, very
yeah, this
short.
This says 100 pages, but that includes the front and back material, and it's a very small book.
Very small book, and yeah, the fonts and everything else. So it's not long at all.
No.
So they just want to introduce. So they've had doctrines. They've introduced scripture and the Trinity and justification and so on. So I had the privilege of just looking at, initially it was the all sufficient work of Christ, right? So the sufficiency of Christ's work. There's another book on the person of Christ. So eventually we went around in terms of, even though terms of sufficiency, would people understand that? We finished. Concluded with "It is finished" as a way of sort of capturing the audience and so on. And in this book, I'm just laying out, in some sense, Christ's work, and primarily I'm looking at the all sufficiency, the comprehensive nature of Christ's work in terms of prophet, priest, king, and then a mention of the importance of the cross, and then something for our Christian lives with application in each of the chapters. And so we're just presenting Christ in all of his exclusivity. I mean, I have to lay out initially just sort of the storyline of scripture very briefly, and Christ's work set within that context. He alone is Lord and Savior, and he does a work that alone he can do, and we don't have to add anything to it. So that was the basic point.